On Tuesday evening, the Glens Falls Common Council awarded the Coalition to Save Our Civic Center the publicly owned arena on its $600,000 bid. The longtime home to minor league hockey, high school basketball tournaments, and concerts will now be owned by the Coalition, a group of local business people, under a 5-year lease purchase agreement. Coalition member Ed Moore.
We feel that we're here for the people. It's a community backing. People have given up their own personal monies with nothing to gain other than for the good of our region, and that's what we're about.
Moore said the Coalition presented the city with a $60,000 deposit and aims to put forward $400,000 by June. He said the balance would be paid over the next couple years. After the city-owned arena failed to find a bidder at a public auction in August, the Coalition was formed and has since raised around $700,000 in donations, with a goal of operating the center. Under terms set by the city, the new owner would have to honor the contracts of the Adirondack Flames, Glens Falls' new American League hockey team, and manager Global Spectrum. Another bidder, Adirondack Sports and Entertainment, has sought to purchase the property to operate a youth hockey academy. Moore said the Coalition will now work to establish a board to run the Civic Center and to bring the aging arena out of debt.
This is going to be a board. It's no one person here. It's a group of business people, men and women, for the good of this community and to run this civic center in the same way that it had been run years ago. Hopefully we can put it on track financially, get support from Warren County and downstate is when I mean that. I mean Albany.
The Coalition hopes to use state grant funding to help pay for upgrades to the facility. Kevin McCloskey of Adirondack Sports and Entertainment, which reportedly bid $800,000, said he was disappointed by the city's decision.
We would have added 160 days of revenue a year there. That's why we're disappointed, too, and quite frankly, we're very perplexed that the city didn't want that.
McCloskey doubts the 4,794-seat arena built in 1979 can remain a host to American League hockey in the long term.
That's going to be a difficult venue to replace an American Hockey League team in. There will be other venues that are far more updated, much newer, that would be more attractive to if an American Hockey League team was looking to relocate.
Adirondack Flames President Brian Petrovic, a Coalition member, said he had some preliminary conversations before Tuesday's Common Council meeting with McCloskey and partner Phil Pulley about whether it would be possible to have more dialogue about future collaboration.
Their interests were similar to the Coalition's to have complete control of the asset, but now that that's not the case, there may be an opportunity to have both parties collaborate in some way, but we'll have to see.
Kevin McCloskey.
We had a meaningful discussion, but, you know, it was more of a feeling out process to see where they're at and what have you.
Glens Falls Mayor Jack Diamond did not return a call for comment Wednesday morning. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.